The subject of this perek, this chapter, is yodos, handles which are attached to the main part of a kli. And the rule is that the part of the handle that is considered necessary for holding on to the main part of the kli, that has the status of a yad, which means that it's an extension of the main kli itself. And if the source of impurity touches even just the yad, then the entire kli would become tomei. However, the rest of the handle is not considered to be an extension because that part is not necessary for the main kli. And the Mishnayos of this perek lists many different items and the handles that they have, and how much of the handle is considered necessary and therefore has the status of a yad. Chut ha-mishkoiles, the string or the cord of a mishkoiles, which is a plummet, that's a item that consisted of a metal weight attached to a long string. And it was used to measure whether something was properly straight. It was most commonly used by builders when they built a wall. They would lower this string down on the side of the wall, and the metal weight would make sure that the string would be perfectly straight. And if it lined up exactly together with the wall, then they would know that the wall also was perfectly straight. And the type of mishkoiles, the type of plummet that the Mishnah is talking about over here, is not one that is used by professional builders who make proper walls, but this one is used either by regular people at home, if they decided they wanted to measure whether something was straight, but not such a large structure, or it was used by builders who constructed smaller structures. Because it was used for smaller structures, 12 tefachim of the strings, the 12 tefachim which is closest to the metal weight, is considered to be the part which is necessary and used, and that's the amount that is considered to be a yad and an extension of the metal weight itself. Since the metal can become tomei, so all of it can become tomei. Shulchan Aruch, in a plummet, a mishkoiles which is used by carpenters who make wooden walls. Once again, it would be wooden walls of smaller structures, and therefore Shemona Asar, 18 tefachim of string that is closest to the metal weight would be considered a yad. Shelbanoyin, a mishkoiles which is used by proper builders who make large walls, chamishim amor, up to 50 amos of the string that is closest to the metal weight would be considered a yad. This is much longer, there are 6 tefachim in an amor, and the mishkoiles over here is even up to 50 amos, because the builders had to see and measure whether the entire wall together was straight. Since there are walls which go up to 50 amos, they would need a mishkoiles that was that long. Yosemrikan, if the string is any longer than that, the part which is further away than these measurements from the metal weight, imrotza lekayim, even if you wanted to keep it like that, and you wanted to use a mishkoiles that had a longer string, tahar, the rest of the string would be pure, it would not be able to become tomei because it's not considered to be a yad. Even if he does want to keep it there, it's not necessary, and therefore it doesn't fulfill the conditions that are necessary to be considered a yad. Shel sayodin v'shel tzayorin, the string of this plummet that is used by people who plaster walls or who paint on walls, kol shehein, it doesn't matter how long it is, regardless of how long, all of the string will be considered a yad. And it seems to be the reason is also because they would measure the entire wall together, whereas even builders, possibly, if the wall was more than 50 amos, they wouldn't need to measure it all in one go. But every 50 amos of the building, of the wall they would build, they would measure it with this mishkoiles. But when you plaster the wall, so you can't do that, because the entire wall has already been built. So if the wall is, let's say, 100 amos, you're not going to be able to measure the bottom half of the wall to see that it's straight unless you've got a much longer mishkoiles, because you would always measure it from the top of the wall. And that's why the mishkoiles of these people, the people who plaster the wall, who paint the wall, that will be as long as the string is, even if it's even longer than 50 amos. Mishnah Dalet, the next few Mishnahs go through different kinds of handles, increasing in the size of the handles. So we start from the smallest kind of handles, chut maznaim shel zehovim, the string or the cord that is attached to the top of balance scales that are used by a goldsmith. These are scales that would be held in the person's hand while he measured the weight of the gold, and he would grip it with this string, this cord that was attached to the top of it, as can be shown in the diagram. V'shel shokli argamon toiv, and the string that was attached to the top of the balance scales that were used for measuring good quality purple wool, which was expensive. Shalashet's boys, that would be a yad for up to the length of 3 finger breadths, because that's the amount that was necessary for holding onto these scales. Yad hakrudoi me'acharov, the handle of an axe behind the person's hand. The axe consists of the metal blade and a wooden handle. Now we're able to split the wooden handle into 3. The part that his hand actually grips onto, the part which is between his hand and the blade, and the part which is behind his hand. He wouldn't hold the axe right at the end of the handle, because he wouldn't be able to grip it properly. So the Mishnah says that Yad HaKrudoi Me'acharov Sholishet's Bois, the 3 finger breadths of the handle which are behind his hand, that is also considered a necessary part of the handle of the axe. Rabbi Yosef says, Tefach Tohar, if there is a tefach of the handle behind his hand, then we don't just say that the part which is beyond 3 finger breadths can't become tomei and isn't considered to be a yad. Rather, all of the handle stops being considered a yad. And the reason for this is because a handle which is too long of an axe becomes very difficult to use, and it intrudes on the use of the axe. So if it's actually too long, then it wouldn't be a yad at all, and rather tohar, it would remain fully pure. Mishnah Hey, Chutch Maznaim Shel Chenvonim, the string that is attached to the top of balance scales that are used by shopkeepers, they would measure things that were slightly heavier, so the hand, they needed to grip onto the balance scales a bit more firmly, they needed a slightly longer string at the top, Shel Balabatim, and balance scales that are used by people at home, Tefach, the string at the top would need to be a Tefach, so that's the amount of the string that will get the status of a Yad. And now the Mishnah goes back to talking about the axe that we began talking about in the previous Mishnah. Yad HaKrudoim Milafonov, the amount of the handle that is in front of the person's hand, that he would usually distance his hand away from the blade, is Tefach 1 Tefach. So in total, the handle of the axe would be a Tefach closest to the blade, the amount that is covered by his hand, and the amount that is behind his hand. Shiori Yad HaPargoil, the remaining part of the handle of a compass. The diagram shows a compass that is used for drawing circles. So the part of the top is considered to be the handle where he holds onto the compass. So the amount of the handle that is needed is a tefach. So that's the amount that would be considered a yad. And the Mishnah is also telling us that if the handle breaks, then as long as it's a tefach, it's considered to be fit for use. It has a handle onto which the person can grip. But if the handle breaks and that which is remaining of the handle is less than a tefach, then the entire compass is no longer really fit for use because it hasn't got a handle on which the person can hold on to. And therefore it wouldn't be able to become tomei at all if the handle was any less than a tefach long. Yad makeves shel mefatchei avonim, the handle of a makeves, which is a tool used for making holes. It was used by people who would carve different forms into stones. That handle is tefach 1 tefach, and if the handle happens to be longer, then only the tefach that is closest to the sharp end, the actual tool part, would be considered a yad. The string or the cord which is at the top of balance scales used by people who processed wool, they would often weigh pretty heavy loads, and they would hold the balance scales by this string at the top with 2 hands. And because of that, it needs to be at least 2 tefachim long. A tefach is the space that a fist takes up, so if they hold it with 2 hands, then the string would need to be 2 tefachim long, v'shal shokli zechuchis, and likewise the string at the top of balance scales that is used by people who weigh glass, once again they would use 2 hands, possibly not because of the weight, but more because of the fragility of the glass. They would use 2 hands, and therefore once again the string had to be at least tefchaim 2 tefachim, and that's the amount of string. If it was even longer, that would be considered a yad. Yad HaMakor, the handle of a makor, which is a tool used for making holes and grooves inside a millstone. Tifchayim, once again, that would be 2 tefachim. That's how long the handle needs to be. That's how much of the handle is necessary. Yad HaMatzot Shel Legionos, the handle of a kind of axe that was used by people who went out to war. Tifchaim, it was two tfochim, yada kurnos shel zehovim, the handle of a hammer used by goldsmiths in order to carve and form the gold that they are working with. Tifchaim, it had to be two tfochim long, that's the amount of the handle that would have the status of a yad, v'shel choroshin, and the handle of a hammer used by blacksmiths. Over here, choroshim does not mean carpenters, it means blacksmiths. They would work with metal very close to the fire, and the fire would be very hot, so they had to make sure that they had a certain level of distance from the fire, and therefore it had to be an extra long handle, which would be shalosha tefachim, at least three tefachim of the handle was very much necessary over here, and would have the status of a yad.